This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
For those who are a little appled out this Friday, boy, I hear you. And now that the new iPhone's out, maybe we can all start talking about another company, perhaps? But really, we can't, because with a market capitalization of $656 billion at the close today, Apple is the biggest company on the planet by stock value, which is great, but also not so great. Because you know that market rally we've had this year? Yeah, that's been Apple. Its shares are up more than 70%, but you know what? Shares can go down, too. Marketplace's Stacey Vanek Smith takes a look at the iEconomy.
How big is Apple? Well, it accounts for about 5% of the S&P 500 stock index and more than 10% of the NASDAQ composite index. There are even predictions that iPhone sales could give a lift to the U.S. economy.
I don't think we've ever seen one company move the needle the way that Apple does now.
Alec Young is a global equity strategist for S&P Capital IQ. He says Apple's size has been great for the markets.
The fact that Apple has such a large weighting in the S&P 500 index has been good because Apple's been doing extremely well, and it's one of the reasons that the stock market has been doing very well.
The S&P 500 is up 16% this year. Apple alone is responsible for more than two of those percentage points, says Michael Farr, chief investment officer at Farr, Miller & Washington. Apple's share price has added $300 so far this year. But what Apple has given, Apple could take away.
If Apple takes a big hit, certainly markets are going to come down.
And we'd all suffer, says Georgetown finance professor James Angel.
This is what I call Apple risk. If Apple implodes, every investor is going to feel the pain.
Angel says if you own shares in a mutual fund, you probably own Apple stock. If you've got a 401k, it's probably got some shares of Apple. And if you invest in those prudent index funds, Apple's a big slice of that too, which begs the question,
is that a dangerous thing?
Angel says not yet. And as long as those new iPhones sell well, we don't have to worry about that.
So for the sake of the economy, should we all run out and get the new iPhone? Is that what you're saying?
No.
But it couldn't hurt. In New York, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.